Did you have much interaction with those guys?
Not really, no. Mm-hmm. I had some interaction, like in a we talk, because they knew that Merchant Mariners had good food on the ship. And in fact, in our first time in Eniwetok, and a couple of sailors came by in a little LCVP. It's only about 45, 50 feet long. It's got a ramp in front that lets down, and pulled up and looking for food, you know. Mm-hmm. And so me being the cook, I said, well, we'll give you some food if you'll let us take your boat for a ride. Yeah, sure. So I set them both up with food, and about 8 or 10 of us jumped into the boat, and away we went around for probably an hour and come back. And they were waiting at the railing and thanked and left.
Well, you must have been bored waiting for that.
You what?
144 days, you must have gotten pretty bored.
Did a lot of swimming.
Yeah.
When the weather was good, we'd just go over the side and swim around. Not much danger of sharks there. And in fact, where was it? I think it was Eniwetok. We were anchored for a couple of days, and so we went over the side swimming. Somebody went fishing and they caught a sand shark on one side, but they're not considered dangerous. They're just a bottom feeding fish, so mm-hmm. I think we went back into the water.
Did you catch much fish? I mean, were you cooking fish?
No.
Yeah.
No, we never cooked anything that was. One of the trips the one to Okinawa, we had a Filipino mess boy on there, and he liked to do a lot of fishing, but it was just for himself. And in fact, he fashioned a trident spear with a line attached to it and would spear fish with it and reel them up.
And cook them for himself?
I think he did. Unless he ate them raw.
Yeah.